You're listening to The Hour of the Time, and I'm Pooh.
And I'm William Cooper.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Boy, today it was really snowy.
Well, thank you for that weather report. See you later, honey. You going to do your reading?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll see you after the broadcast.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, folks, I don't know how many of you know it, but the anti-terrorism bill is up for a vote in the House. They have already passed one amendment and rejected two others. It does not look good right now, and it will come up for a vote on the whole bill, I suspect, tomorrow morning. The number of the bill in the House is H.R. 2703. That's H.R. 2703. We must defeat this, ladies and gentlemen, and we must do it very quickly. There are two toll-free numbers to the Capitol Hill switchboard. I want you to begin calling in the morning and don't stop. Call forever. Just keep calling. And after that, we're going to give you the number of the Senate bill, because if it passes tomorrow, it will be merged with a Senate bill. And the Senate bill, which I believe is S-735, let me find out here for sure. Yes, Senate bill 735. And it will go up for a vote soon on the floor of the Senate. So you must begin calling in the morning, and you must continue to call, and you must not let up no matter what. You cannot allow this to pass. If you do, freedom in this country they've already taken so much away, and then now they want to take a lot more away, including the right to habeas corpus and a lot of other things. And I was watching them on C-SPAN today, and I'm telling you, these people are the most barefaced, chronic liars I've ever seen in my life. They say it will only affect other people, but that's not true. If they pass this bill, it affects everyone. Everybody, ladies and gentlemen, not foreigners, not foreign terrorists, but everybody in this country, citizens. So you must call tomorrow, beginning as soon as you get out of bed, at 800-962-3524 and 800-972-3524. That's 800-962-3524. And 800-972-3524. And I'll repeat this later in the broadcast so that we make sure that everybody gets it. Remember, get up and call and call and call and call and call all over again. And you're going to direct your calls tomorrow to your representatives and to any other representatives you can find in Washington, D.C., and tell them you absolutely believe that if they pass this bill, they have committed treason. They have no right to mess with the Constitution. The Constitution says you have the right to habeas corpus. It does not restrict it. It does not limit it. And it doesn't give Congress the power to do that either. And that's just one of the terrible aspects of the anti-terrorism bill. Tonight we have a guest, folks. His name is Bill Brombaugh. And he's done some incredible work with producing some videotapes. And we're going to talk about that. Don't go away.
You might sound like cream to her,
but I suppose she likes Rudy fine.
It's so true, it's so much I do not care better than you. Why don't you do turn it on the bucket on the edge tonight?
Good evening, Bill.
Good evening, Bill.
And welcome to the Hour of the Time.
Oh, I'm more than happy to be here. What a privilege and honor.
Well, it is reciprocated, believe me. Why don't you start off with telling everybody who you are, and then we'll get into what you've been up to.
I still have to find that out, Bill.
Now you're confused. That's the New Agers who are looking for who they are.
I think Clinton's really looking, too. Well, I come out of pretty much typical background. Had a family divorced early in life. My father was quite an intelligent man. My mother remarried, and as I got older, I started wondering, is there more to any of this stuff? And as I went through college, I confronted one of my philosophy professors, and so I said, I realized that people are making it up to go along. I said, they're just making it up. And he says, well, what do you mean? And I just chased everything back down. And finally, he agreed with me. He said, yeah, but, that's the way it's done. And so I was always looking for some solid base, some reason for existence, whether or not it was ETs coming down out of the sky and telling us they planted us here, or whether or not there was some higher purpose. And I never looked in the right places. Well, I went through quite an aberrant lifestyle. I led a life working in nightclubs as a bouncer. I worked out at the Forum. I worked security and bodyguard jobs, and all during that time, I guess God had his eye on me, because I lost my parents, my mother and stepfather a number of years ago, pretty close to 20 years ago, and at that time, I just kind of shook my fist at heaven and asked if there was a God, he'd show himself to me. Well, he did, and then I went through the typical, comfort zone Christianity, where I went to church every Sunday, and got zapped with a good feeling and went through the week pretty oblivious to things that were going on.
And felt real good about yourself.
And felt real happy about myself and happy to let the world do whatever it wants because I was saved. Well, about pretty close to 10 years ago, I saw a film that changed my life, and it was a film on abortion, and I saw what happened to the unborn child. And at that point, I realized, oh my gosh, here I am comfortable, and we have the most innocent of human beings being ripped limb to limb. And as I saw the child trying to get away from the abortionist knife, I was shot. And at that point, I said, man, have I been lied to? And what a fool I've been. What else have I been lied to about? And that started my whole journey in the realm of Christian video. I got into sales, just selling videotapes to churches. The Lord really blessed what I was doing. Next thing I knew, I was selling to nationwide ministries and setting up nationwide accounts. And through the years, I've had a love for Christian video because we've lost the battle of the television set. MTV and some of the other aberrant programming and tactics that the enemy has used has clearly divided this nation and given our children a terrible moral structure to grow up on, as we can see the type of social fallout that's plaguing our nation right at this very time.
I don't think the moral structure they've given our children is terrible. I think it's non-existent.
Well, again, now that I'm a Christian, I have to say we've built our structure on the shifting sands of human opinion, which is according to whatever transient values are in the executive office at that time, rather than on the solid rock of Jesus. Whether or not people are Christian, they have to recognize that this country prospered and grew to a place of meteoric prominence in history that few other nations can boast of in the semi-benevolent fashion that we did, based on the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is what our framers built into the Constitution. And as we've moved away from that, we have seen a gradual decline and fall of this nation to the point where right now, this very day, we are at the crossroads of this nation. And as what you were talking about, the anti-terrorism bill, or as a lot of us like to call it, the counter-terrorism bill, right now, people need to get up off their comfort zone. They've got to get on the phone tomorrow. If they really care about this country, if they care about the prosperity, freedom, and future of their children and of themselves, they had better get off their dead rear ends, make some phone calls. And as we looked around, it's real easy, Bill, as you do so much phenomenal work on exposing darkness and exposing shadow government works, it's real easy when we're down in that to point fingers and say, okay, boy, we're this is bad and this is bad. Well, my friend back in Kansas and I recognized that the gentleman who had the superior editing talents and production talents on this video, and we said, okay, we have to take and not only point fingers, but we're going to show how things work, where we got off track, and how we can get back on base. And that's why we produced our video, A Nation Adrift.
Okay, so that sort of gives everybody a background on who you are and where you're coming from and what you believe. And for the new listeners out there, I want to make it clear that this is not a religious broadcast show, any guest that comes on this show is perfectly free to let you know what they believe and how they believe it so that you'll know what you're listening to and who you're listening to and what it's all about. Bill and I have a lot of the same beliefs and ideas. You normally don't hear those kinds of things from me because I believe in the Constitution and that everyone has a right to worship at the altar of their choice. But Bill has sort of committed himself to his religious path, and his new video, which is A Nation Adrift, I've watched it, and it's really good. And I would specifically recommend it for Christians, although it wouldn't hurt for anybody to watch it, and it doesn't promote a religious viewpoint per se, but tries to educate the viewer into the beginning, the roots of this country, and what the beliefs of the men and women who founded this country were, and how their beliefs were reflected in the documents that they wrote and in the government that they set up. But I want to make it perfectly clear that they set this government up as a secular government to protect the religious rights of all people, and that's why it says in the Constitution that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. That ensures that there can never be a state religion. No religion can ever take control in this country and dictate to anyone. There can never be anyone burned at the stake. That was one of the things that our founders understood clearly from having lived in Europe, and they actually came here to escape religious persecution. So they made it possible for all of us to enjoy that kind of freedom. At the same time, understanding that the beliefs of those who occupy the positions in government will be reflected in how that government is run. And they tried to set up the founding documents so that the government could never be subverted easily from within. Now, we all know that that has occurred, and it's occurred a long time ago, simply because we, the watchdogs, forgot to wake up and watch and went to sleep. It's a good thing Sugar Bear doesn't do that, or we might be in big trouble around here because we have some strange visitors from time to time, and he keeps them well at bay. So let's get into what gave you the idea for this video, Bill?
Well, there's a lot of heritage productions out there, some really fine presentations that are done in a talking head type of format, but Hollywood has wooed and seducted the people of this nation in a lot of different ways, and they've done it through the professionality of their productions. And so one thing that we decided to do with Nation Adrift was we decided to put together a chronological history of this country, going back all the way to Columbus and his belief that he was fulfilling the prophecies of Isaiah in coming here up to the present, and do it in a Hollywood-quality production that would not only be entertaining and upbeat, but sobering. And so this is a production that won an Angel Award at the last presentation. I saw people crowded around the video screen when I went in. I thought, well, what are they watching? And they were watching Nation Adrift, all the other fine presentations there. And so I said, wow, tremendous, because we tried to do something that would appeal to the professionalism and quality that people are demanding from so much that they watch nowadays, and yet have a high educational and entertainment value to it.
Well, I'll tell you, we've made many videos in our history here, and we've never had any money to do a professional video, so ours are strictly amateur. And when I watched yours, I was amazed at what you did and the quality of the production, and the quality of the image was just absolutely incredible. And I was extremely impressed. And you don't have to tell us, but just, I'm interested, and I bet there's some people out there who are also interested. What kind of money does it take to make that kind of a production?
Well, I would estimate if that was done in Hollywood, you would have been looking at, easily $500,000, easily.
Wow.
And that was done. It took a lot of time to put the video together. Brian Barkley used an incredible amount of TLC patients and limited funds over the years, and that was a couple years' worth of work that probably cost right in the neighborhood of $60,000.
Wow. You see, that kind of thing I could never even dream of doing. Well, I could dream about it, but that's as far as it would get. I am really a great fan of what you've done, and why don't you tell us the story. What basically were you trying to get across here?
Well, the point we were trying to make in the video was, again, to be upbeat and entertaining, and certainly we weren't trying to shove religion down anyone's throat.
No, and it doesn't come across that way.
Matter of fact, I understand exactly what you were saying about the Founding Fathers. They did try and set up a secular government, but to protect the religious values and beliefs of people. If the God that they worship and that we all worship is actually the master of the universe, he could snap his fingers and make us believe, but he lets us make those choices.
Well, if it's not a free will choice, it's not worth beans in my book. Doesn't mean a thing.
That's where it has the value, is when you choose to do something and then pursue it. And that's when it takes real value.
Yeah, that's why this New World Government religion is not going to work when they tell you you either got to belong or else.
Well, I don't know. I don't feel like going to touch me. I'm allergic to bark. So, anyways, well, the video was done along the perspective where we refute the lie of revisionist history by exposing the fundamental doctrines, the quotes of the Founding Fathers, of which I've got a ton of them here that I'd be happy to go through and read some a little bit later on as we go on, and show what their beliefs were, where they were centered at as far as what they wanted for this country. And then we went through and exposed organizations like Planned Parenthood and the ACLU and some of the terrible Supreme Court decisions where they would cite absolutely no historical precedents or allow any to be cited in defense of our constitutional values.
Yeah, the Constitution does not say that there's separation of religion and state. It just simply says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion.
And that was actually, I believe, introduced by the Danbury Baptist Church because they themselves had heard a rumor that they were going to be the national established religion, and they were so much against the establishment of a state religion that members of that very congregation went to bat and said, hey, hold it. We recognize, we don't even want it, you know, even though it would have given them tremendous power, they recognize, hey, that's bad news. A state religion is real bad news. And this pro-Gaia ecological tree-hugging stuff that we got going on right now is fulfilling that very same agenda.
Yeah, a lot of people don't understand that that is a religion.
It sure is. Well, even atheism is a religion, and that was recognized by the Supreme Court, I believe, in 1963.
If it's practiced in a certain way, I don't think most atheists would consider themselves to be part of any religion, however, because they don't think of religion and they don't think of atheism as anything that that is practiced, per se. But I'd like to make a point here that the Founding Fathers, in their own way, had an agenda, and they were also politicians. And they did go to church every Sunday, and they lived in Christian communities. But many of them, we know through researching their history and their lives, were deists and actually belonged to things like the Jacobin Lodge, the Masonic Lodge. They belonged to the Knights of the Golden Circle and many other of these organizations, which actually in their heart and soul, in the core of these organizations, are anti-Christian. And we know that one of their goals by setting up this country and giving the common man the freedom that they gave to us, which no common man in the history of the world had ever possessed, no matter what they called the government or no matter what period of history we're talking about, when he gave the common man liberty, one of the goals was to topple the kings and queens from their thrones and to perform what they called the Great Experiment, which is to see if man could truly act responsibly and govern himself in a constitutional republic. And they warned us of all the dangers of human nature and human failings, and if man was not able to do that, they understood full well what would happen, that man would go back into some sort of slavery in the world order that they were trying to create. But in that day and age, Christianity in this country was the prevailing religion, and to survive, everyone, more or less, had to practice one facet or form of that religion. And some of our founding fathers were sincere in their beliefs in the Christian religion, but many of them were practicing a form of deception. But nevertheless, they did set up the foundation of this nation to give man freedom and to protect his right to believe in whatever religious belief he wished.
That's true, and I know through my own studies, I was kind of shocked to find out some of the ties that they had with some of the secret societies. But then as we look back, you know, I look back at my own life and some of the terrible decisions I made in my youth and even in some of my young adult life, and I said, oh, if only I had known then what I know now. And I think if our founding fathers had recognized the type of ties they were making to some of the international bankers way back then and some of the secret societies, I'm sure with the heart and patriotism and dedication that they exhibited during the founding of this nation, that they themselves at that time probably would have shook it off, that they had been able to foresee what was coming. I truly believe that.
Well, I think if they could see what was happening today and what course what course the nation is taking and what course the world is taking, as a matter of fact, I believe that you're right. I don't think that they foresaw anything coming out of what they began like what is emerging today. They certainly did not believe in socialism.
No, that was an experiment that clearly didn't work when the charter that they had that William Bradford disbanded because they proved socialism didn't work. Ended up with a bunch of people sitting on their rear not producing because they all shared equally.
That's correct. And one of the things that they did not want, and they warned us against, was a state bank. In fact, the Civil War was not fought over a tea tax. It was actually fought over England's refusal to allow us to make our own money. And England's insistence that we had to borrow our money from the Bank of England in order to have an economy. That's the real reason, or one of the real reasons. There were several, but that's one of the real reasons for the Revolutionary War.
And what a terrible, bloody time that was, and I fear that we haven't seen anything yet. We're going to see the same type of scenario played out again here real soon on our own government exercising some extreme, harsh decisions, which they've already started testing the grounds on us, which is why it's so important that we learn where we started, where we got off course, and how to get back.
Absolutely. Why don't you go ahead and tell us about some of the high points, the important parts of your video. Just start from the beginning and go wherever you want to go.
Sure. Well, we started out with pretty much at the founding with Christopher Columbus coming over here. In his own personal writings, he was a profoundly devout man. As we made the point in the video, sure, he aspired to some of the titles and privileges that came with finding land and finding properties, but actually he was coming here to retake the old world. He wanted to come up with money so that they could go to the Holy Land and take it back from the Muslims. And let's see, one of his quotes, for the execution of the journey to the Indies, I did not make use of intelligence, mathematics, or maps. It's simply the fulfillment of what Isaiah had prophesied. And we had a guy who made a mistake. God clearly was guiding the scene in my book, and in others, maybe it was just random chance. But Columbus ended up here, and we became really born at that point. Now, people came over here seeking to worship God in their own way, and that's how our nation was started. They were trying to get out from underneath the tyranny and feudal system that we see being reestablished here in the country. And so as we go through our beginning of the video, we also quote our founding fathers and some of the statements that they made. Not a lot of people know that 52 of the 55 constitutional framers were Orthodox members of some of the different Christian denominations. There was 29 Anglicans, 16 to 18 Calvinists, a couple Methodists, a couple Lutherans, a couple Roman Catholics, a Quaker. And Franklin was was an open deist. Of course, then again, he did contribute to all the denominations equally and called for public prayer. And so the high points in the video are the dedication and selflessness that our founding fathers exhibited, some of the miracles that were clearly exhibited, like George Washington being shot at and having horses shot out from underneath him. And here this courageous man got back up on his horse time after time with, you know, I believe it was 7 sharpshooters that were leveled at him trying to nail him. And, I mean, what an incredible story at the very least, and what a miracle at the very most. And through the video, we have some other high points. We talked about the Wright brothers and their taking off and the fact that their father, Bishop Wright, said, well, if man was meant to fly, he'd have wings. Well, Orville and Wilbur proved them wrong, and we have the footage on there from it. We've got some other great footage of the Olympic Games, men on the moon, some very high points. And then we've got some very sobering points. Where we explore the doctrines of Planned Parenthood and the ACLU. And if I could take a couple minutes, I would like to spend some time getting into those.
Okay, but first I'd like to ask you one thing. I know that the ACLU has done some damage, and they've done it, in my estimation, wrongly. I also know that the ACLU has literally stood up for and protected some of our protections of our rights under the Constitution when nobody else could or would. And they won those rights, the perpetuation of those rights for us. So what I would ask you is this a condemnation of the ACLU, or is it a...
Of some of the policies.
Okay.
It's not an over-out, I mean, they're you know, any time, like in our own Congress, because we vote people out, we're not saying, oh, the whole Congress is a bunch of losers, but we're saying, hey, we need to get out the dross, you know, we need to cleanse this metal here, and we need to get a tool that can be sharpened and used for goodness and for the prosperity and freedom of the people of this country. Whereas too often there have been the politicalization of the ACLU and our own federal government for private corporate interests instead of in the best interest of the people. So no, we're not bashing all the decisions of the ACLU, but we do believe there's been some real bad ones. And
well, I agree with that 100%, but yeah. But it's against my it goes against my grain to chastise or denigrate or condemn a whole organization or a whole race or a whole people or a whole company for the actions of a few or for a few mistakes that they've done when they've done some other things that are really good.
Oh, agreed. I just suggest, you know, that we got to just keep a tight eye on things, and when people are, you know, we need to applaud them for the good things. I wrote a letter about their fighting the censorship on the Internet. Mm-hmm. Certainly, I'm no fan of pornography. Anybody that knows me knows that I, at one time in my life, I helped break up a child pornography ring and a drug ring here in California that was one of the largest in the western United States, and put my own life on the line. But then again, we know the Internet access is not about stopping pornography, because too many members of our own government have been interested in promoting it. It's about censoring people and having the right to invade their privacy. And being as there's such a phenomenal amount of good information that gets out there on the Internet, it was quite a blow to freedom.
Right. I also want you to understand, Bill, when I ask these questions, is to clarify things for the listening audience and for people who may misunderstand. That's part of the job of being the host when I have a guest. Hold on. We got to take a break.
Okay.
Well, folks, as always, you know that the Hour of the Time is brought to you by Swiss American Trading. You also know that this is not WBN. This is WWCR, Worldwide Christian Radio. And for those of you listening on satellite, it is G2, Channel 14, 7.56 audio. And some of the things that you hear on this broadcast are just things that I collect. Okay. I love old commercials, radio jingles, you know, just a lot of things. We are, as you are beginning to understand, If you've been listening to this program for a long time, you understood a long time ago, and that's why you're still listening, because you get a good education here. But if you're a new listener or a beginning listener, you're come some really hard times, I believe, and it's not based upon my wanting to go through hard times or bring any of those things about. Everything that I've ever tried to do has been to prevent hurt, bloodshed, any kind of harm to anyone, simply by trying to wake up enough people that a political consensus can outweigh those who want to bring these things about. And unfortunately, even though we've awakened a lot of people, we've got a long way to go. The enemy has out-politicked us, ladies and gentlemen, and they have complete control at the national level. They don't have complete control on the local level, and that's where your power is. But if they have complete control on the national level, and they're working with foreign governments to bring about a one-world government, then eventually they're going to do something to cause the people in America who've always had it so good and who are, quite frankly, spoiled, to lose that. And it will probably, and I believe this 100%, be in the form of an economic collapse. They're going to pull the pin on our economy. And when that happens, ladies and gentlemen, we know by research that most Americans, if they took and sold everything that they own today, and I mean everything, they would be lucky to have $2,500 in their hand when it was all over, and they would have literally no property, no home, no car, no automobile, no furniture, no nothing. A lot of people wouldn't have anything, in fact, would still be in debt even if they did that. Now, what do you think is going to happen to these people if some of them have $2,500 in this worthless paper money in their hand and the others have nothing? They're going to be in a ditch, hungry, starving, at the mercy of the New World Order. And quite frankly, the plan is to force these people to get on their knees and beg for help, beg for somebody to save them, beg for Big Brother to take care of them. And I've got to tell you, most people will do exactly that. And Big Brother will come along and say, well, if you'll sign this or do this or agree to this, we will, of course, help you. And that's how they will get the consensus of the political opinion to do what they want to do. A good movie for you to watch to be able to understand how this works is a four-reel or a four-tape set called America, spelled with a K. A-M-E-R-I-K-A, with Chris Christopherson as the star. And it is the closest thing to reality of what's coming that you're ever going to see. It is terrifying. And one of the things that you're going to begin to understand when you watch that movie is that unless you have some means of bartering on an underground or black market, you are going to be at the total mercy of the state. Now let that sink in for a moment. The total, complete mercy of the state. So I urge you now to call our sponsor, Swiss America Trading, and get your hands on some real money. The only thing that's been recognized throughout the history of the world as real money by all peoples during all times, no matter whether it was good times or bad, no matter whether the economy was flourishing or the economy had collapsed. The people who owned real money, gold and silver coin, are the only ones who ever survived, who ever made it without terrible harm, sickness, death, plague, all of the things that accompany not being able to take care of yourself in situations like that. And that's what will happen to you if you are not prepared when everything comes crashing down, as it most certainly will. That is the plan of the Internationale, the socialists, to eliminate the middle class in this country, to redistribute the wealth of America to the rest of the world. And folks, I don't even want to think about what will happen to you if you're not ready. So call Swiss America Trading. Tell them that you're a listener to the Hour of the Time, that William Cooper sent you. You'll be treated with red carpet treatment. Tell them how much money you have. Don't be bashful and don't be ashamed to say, I've got $25. Make some arrangements to at least protect a portion of your assets. Do it now. You know how we all tend to procrastinate. 1-800-289-2646. Ladies and gentlemen, 1-800-289-2646. Do it now.
Fancy drivers wanna see a guy arriving in love. I'll be satisfied, electrified, to know a guy would take his time.
Okay, Bill, welcome back. Why don't you continue where you were going? You were going to talk about the ACLU and some of the things that they've done and also Planned Parenthood.
The founder of the ACLU had made these statements when he went before, I believe it was before the Congress. He stated, I am for socialism, disarmament, and ultimately for the abolishing of the state itself as an instrument of violence and compulsion. I seek social ownership of property, the abolition of the property class, the sole and sole control by those who produce wealth. Communism is the goal. It all sums up in one single purpose, the abolition of dog-eat-dog under which we live. Now, those policies, I'm not in favor of those, and I don't think that most of America is either.
No, I'm not either. And the ACLU did definitely, without any doubt, have its roots solidly in socialism.
That's right. And in spite of some of the good things that they have done, you know, we need to keep them on the straight and narrow, just like we do our congressmen. And so any of the policies that the ACLU that endorses are endorsing that promote that type of attack on our society, we do need to fight those and keep them focused in on what they do best, and that's defending constitutional rights.
Yes, and when they do that, we need to reward them and pat them on the back and say, huzzah for you. Yay.
Absolutely. Now, as far as Planned Parenthood, people who have studied this country have found a direct correlation since abortion was given as kind of the wine of the day, the law of the land, has seen a direct correlation between the dramatic increase of things like child abuse, violence on the streets, incest, because when we devalue human life, all other values fall by the wayside. From a Christian perspective and from a humanist perspective, human life has to be the most important life value, the most important object that we have. You know, and when we see the things that are going on now in our society, we say, well, where did it start? Well, it started way back. It started way back, but it definitely got a shot in the arm from Planned Parenthood. So I've got down here a number of quotes from Margaret Sanger, and I think that so many of the ministers like Jesse Jackson and some of the others who get out there and actively promote Planned Parenthood ought to know a little bit more about what's going on. Now, just for your...
I don't think it would change anything that Jesse Jackson did, no matter what he knew.
Well, he's been sent a couple copies of the video, which have been returned unopened, so...
that ought to tell you something.
Yeah. Well, see, Jesse Jackson's not even aware of the Negro Project, but I'll get into that in a minute. In Margaret Sanger's first newspaper, which she started, I believe it was in 1915, it was called The Woman Rebel. She wrote, birth control appeals to the advanced radical because it's calculated to undermine the authority of the Christian churches. I look forward to seeing humanity free someday of the tyranny of Christianity, no less than capitalism. You don't hear that in a lot of videos. You don't see that in a lot of publications. And we put it in ours to wake people up. In 1919, she had another article that was in the Birth Control Review. In it, she stated that her goal was, quote, to create a race of thoroughbreds by encouraging more children from the fit and less from the unfit, end quote. Sounds an awful lot to me like some old Adolf Hitler stuff. And to take that a step further, in 1933, the Review published an article on sterilization by who? By Ernst Rudin, which was Hitler's director of genetic sterilization, one of the men who was the founder of the Nazi Society for Racial Hygiene. These are people who advocated the terrible experimentation on the Jews that were taking place, on the trade journalists, on the gypsies. And those were completely heartless and ruthless systems that they were implementing there. Now, being as...
You know, Bill, that Hitler was a socialist.
Oh, yes.
And Nazi means... The German National Socialist Workers' Party.
Yes, and...
And his war was with communism.
that's the policies that our own government is exporting right now throughout the world. And, again, we collected a lot of rare phrases and quotes in here, but these are all documented, because I'll tell you right now, if these were not documented, I've already received threats from ACLU and Planned Parenthood, and my point was, I said, you know what, I hate to quote people that don't have the same faith I do, but like P.T. Barnum said, hey, any publicity is good publicity. Sue me. Take me to court. Give me some press. Give us some publicity, because the bottom line is, these are quotes from your organization, the founders.
Who threatened you?
Oh, I had a representative from Planned Parenthood call up and wouldn't identify herself and said, you guys are done and we're going to take you to court and this and that. And I just told her, please do, because this is all historic information.
I love it when they do that to me, and I bet you do, too.
I sure do. Well, I mean, you know, when you know, truth is a light. And lies are darkness. And when you take a light and shine it in darkness, darkness is dispelled. And that's why when you see the congressional representatives, when have footage of in there the line drawings of a DNX abortion, exactly what happens in a presentation to Congress, they use these same drawings. What happened? All the pro-aborts put their heads down on the table and didn't watch because they didn't even want to take a chance that they would affect it. They just closed their eyes and pretended it didn't happen.
Yeah, I know. They're living in a fantasy world that's self-inflicted, and they don't want to deal with reality. They want to feel good all the time. They don't want to be responsible for their actions. They want to go out and jump into bed with anybody they want to and know that they can go have an abortion if something screws up, rather than be responsible and not behave in that kind of manner.
Child, it's the whole physiological and emotional structure of the woman that gets affected, because once that hormone system kicks into gear, ready to bring that life to fruition, you know, at the moment of conception, boy, you have a human being. It's only growth and nutrition from that point, that and a little patience is needed. And when you get that whole hormonal structure going, and the emotions of the women go wacky, they're sometimes they're less than fun to be around when they're pregnant. but that's a trial that gives us growth in our spirit.
I must be one of the luckiest men in the world, because I didn't have that problem with Annie. She was just as wonderful. In fact, when Annie's pregnant, she's more beautiful and more fun to be around than when she's not. But, you know, she's just wonderful always, but she is very special when she's pregnant, and that's the truth.
Well, that's got to be a personal blessing on you and a testimony to a tremendous wife. So, but, you know, with again, you know, I hear so much, particularly a lot of the black ministers today that are supporting Planned Parenthood, and I wanted to bring to light real quick the Negro Project, and I don't believe that's been brought up on any video ever done. The Negro Project was started by Margaret Sanger, and this is her quote: "The masses of Negroes, particularly in the South, still breed carelessly and disastrously, and with the result that the increase of our Negroes, even more than among whites, is from that portion of the population least intelligent and fit."
Yeah, they call them useless eaters, and I revealed that in my book.
Oh, yes, yeah, that's, it goes back to Wells and Ed Bellamy and that whole crowd back then, the Fabian Socialists, doesn't it?
In fact, I've been told by blacks that I'm the first white man that ever told the truth. I don't believe that, but that's what they say.
Well, Margaret Sanger goes on to write, "The most educational approach to the Negro is through a religious appeal. We do not want word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population, and the minister is the man who can straighten out that idea if it ever occurs to any of their more rebellious members.
And that's Jesse Jackson's role.
Amen. I'll tell you what, when I hear that, I'm looking at it, I'm saying, you know what, people, I hope you understand that this is white boys that put this together, you know, you know, anybody who wants to be racist, they better look back at history. They better look at their Bible if they're Christians. Anybody who claims to be a Christian and thinks that whites are superior, who did Abraham marry? He married a dark-skinned woman. Oh, really? The father of all nations. So.
Well, you know, Jesse Jackson's a Freemason. Did you know that?
Jesse Jackson and Louis Farrakhan.
I didn't know Louis Farrakhan was, but I do know that all of the major leaders of the blacks in this country and the members of Congress who are black are Freemasons, and I don't understand how they bought into this simply because even to this day blacks are not allowed in white Freemasonic lodges except occasionally as a token in order to dispel the realization that they're a racist organization. They believe in the superiority of the Anglo-Aryan race, and that they are to shepherd the other races in their evolutionary development and guide the ones that are on the evolutionary path and eliminate the ones who are not.
Hmm. Well, when I mentioned Farrakhan, and I better qualify that, I believe he is because I studied his speech at the Million Man March umpteen times, and he mentioned some very interesting things about L. Ron Hubbard, about the science of Dianetics, which was actually just a fictional outline that Hubbard did. And then he got into, he mentioned the art and craft of Freemasonry, and
mm-hmm.
he mentioned what a blessing it was. And I thought, okay, well, that's a man who's a Freemason. Otherwise, I don't believe he'd be promoting it.
Well, you know, I've tried to find out if he is or not, and I have not been able to find any evidence that Farrakhan is a Freemason. From what I read of his speech, he demonstrated a very shallow knowledge of Freemasonry and was absolutely erroneous on quite a bit of what he said.
Oh, I agree on that, but I think that he has had a recent allegiance on that. Matter of fact, after we get off the air, I want to talk to you about a gentleman that I was in contact with who's kind of a Farrakhan expert.
Okay.
He might be very interested to get some of his information. But to get back on the video, by the way, can I mention the number on where people can order this video?
Yeah, why don't you do that? Because we've got about 6 minutes left.
Okay. I want to also mention that it is satisfaction guaranteed. It's a high-quality production. It's $19.95, $3 for shipping and handling. And believe me, I would, if Mr. Cooper wouldn't be offended, I'd be happy to support his show out of the proceeds from this. And the number is 1-800-608-4330. Again, that's 1-800-608-4330. The video is Nation Adrift. You can call right now and order it electronically. Or if you prefer, you can do it tomorrow from 9 to 6 when we have our customer service reps in. During the night, we've got the electronic system set up. But either way, please feel free to order it. It'll really bless you. And like I said, it's satisfaction guaranteed. 1-800-608-4330.
And don't throw that number away, folks. In fact, you should all write it down because we're probably going to use Delta Video, which is Bill's organization, to do fulfillment for tapes and videos of this broadcast and videos that we produce simply because our equipment just isn't as good as we'd like it to be. And we just don't have the time to fulfill the volume of orders that we get anymore. So keep that number on hand because you'll probably be needing it to order tapes the hour, the time, and the videos and things that we produce in the future. Back to you, Bill.
Well, we're kind of getting down to the close here. I notice we're running short on time. I want to encourage people, you know, in the fact that, yeah, there are some trying times ahead. But the bottom line is that there's a lot more of us than there are of them. Now, I recognize that there's a lot of really nasty programs that are going on. We have seen organizations like Global 2000 and Club of Rome that have mandated trimming down world population, losing anywhere from 2.5 billion people to the year by the year 2000, to the recent revelation that was brought up in the World Population Control Fund at the Gorbachev Foundation meeting, where they said it may be necessary to drop world population down to 300 million. You know, so that's some pretty sobering information. But the bottom line is people, right now is the time to get off your rear end. You've got to get off your comfort zone. You've got to take resources that are available from Bill Cooper, from other fund representatives, from us on Nation Adrift. If you go out, if you take and purchase a product, you share it with someone. You share it with 10 people, and one of those people turns around and shares it with 10 others, and you have a moral revolution go on, and we can quit feeding the beast. We just do it by waking the people up. Once the people truly recognize what they're up against, once we can wake them and shake them and let them know that that the winds of change are here right now, we either stand up and be counted or we're going to be subjugated. And the time to do it is right now. I want to urge you to support Mr. Cooper's program, particularly when you mentioned about the precious metals bill. That's something that has been 100% solid in value. It always maintains its purchase power throughout the ages, and it's a great way to protect. You've got to take that step. You've got to get educated. You've got to educate and activate others before it's too late. And right now, if we see another 4 years of Bill Clinton, due to the drastic socialism and socialistic policies he's been subjecting our nation to, fact is the next 4 years you ain't seen nothing yet, baby. And
that's true. But I also want to caution you that if Bob Dole is elected, he could be worse than Bill Clinton.
Well, I see Clinton as 100 miles an hour into the New World Order. Clinton, Dole and Gingrich, about 75, although you may be right.
Gingrich is for his whole life been a flaming New Ager. He is a fake conservative. He is fooling people. Bob Dole has reversed his position on every major decision on virtually every single issue, ranging from taxes to foreign and domestic policy, that he has ever taken a position on.
That's right, and Buchanan did pretty darn well, in spite of the fact, you know, I don't know what they thought of him. I don't know if they considered him kind of establishment or not, but when they went to work overtime on their sneer and smear campaign, that should have sobered people up at that point, saying, hold it, they're really going overboard to stop this guy. If he was playing ball with them, which I don't believe, he certainly broke away from them, because they worked overtime to smear him on the most circumstantial of evidence, and in spite of the fact that they were running an all-out demonization campaign, he did phenomenally well. And as I've been talking to a lot of people throughout the nation, involving people with exit polls, I do not believe the results that are coming out, because they're in definite conflict.
Oh, absolutely. He absolutely won the election in Arizona, hands down, by about 30% over everybody else. And yet they announced in the press that Dole had won. And the state of Arizona has been ominously silent about this.
Well, in Iowa, there was a city in Iowa where the people counted the votes. They counted them three times. And when they turned them in to be tabulated, Buchanan had won an overwhelming victory. And yet, when they got their results back, and they violated federal law or whatever doing that, they counted their own votes. Three times they did. And I'm supposed to get the fax information on that tomorrow, which I'll forward on to you, like I tried some of the hot stuff.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is that the government said, oh, Dole squeaked out a victory.
Well, the truth is when you vote using an electronic voting machine, nobody in the world can tell you who you really voted for.
That's right. And again, people, we've got to stand up. We've got to be counted. The time to do it is now. If you really care and love your children, love this country, you want to have a future of freedom, you need to take and turn off the boob tube at night a little bit and say, okay, enough of the sitcom stuff. Let's sit down. Let's get educated. Let's have our neighbors over. Let's look this stuff over. Is Cooper and Bill Brumbaugh crazy, or are they onto something? And if you bother to look, you'll find out that we're not just onto something. There's a lot of people that are, but we're not getting enough support. We're not getting the people dedicated. You know, people will go out and spend $20 for some movie that'll show a lot of booms and explosions and a little skin or something like that, where there's some great resources that can change hearts, change lives, and change the course of this nation. And we've got to do it now. We've got to start tomorrow. I don't believe it's too late, but it is if we don't start.
Well, I'm a little bit more jaded than I've been fighting this battle for so long that personally I'm inclined to think that it is too late and that there's only one way that we're going to do it. But I can tell everybody right now that there is no sitting on the fence in this. Sooner or later, you're going to be forced to take sides. The sooner that you take sides and prepare yourself, the better off you're going to be. And if everybody would get off their butts today and take a firm stance and be ready and willing to take whatever consequences their stance brings upon them, we could turn this around real quick. The alternative is go buy yourself a gun. Make sure that you stock 2 years worth of food and water and prepare yourself to fight for your liberties, because that's exactly what you're going to have to do. And we're out of time, Bill. I want to thank you for being our very special guest tonight. I really appreciate it. And folks, get a copy of that video. 800-608-4330. That's 800-608-4330. Good night, Bill.
Good night.
Yeah.